from KQED.
San Francisco city workers are sweeping up the last bits of orange confetti this morning after yesterday's massive World Series victory parade for the Giants. The California Report's Scott Schaefer was there.
Asked to use one word to describe this year's team, Giants fans had a range of answers, many of them speaking to the club's fairy tale season.
Magnetic.
Unbelievable. Breathtaking.
Astounding.
Surprising.
Committed.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Miraculous.
As the parade made its way up Market Street and past Civic Center, people did whatever they could to catch a glimpse of the team. Fans were perched in trees on top of playground monkey bars. They sat on statues. Across the street at the state Supreme Court building, employees flung open the windows. One fan named Jake was sitting on top of a bank of utility boxes just as the World Series trophy went by.
That's our trophy, man. That represents everything. That represents this town, our players, the people, man. This is what's bringing us together today.
Jake, like many fans here, seemed genuinely touched at the Giants' apparent selflessness. Teammates playing for each other and with each other, and no huge overblown egos. Andy points out winning six consecutive do-or-die games in the playoffs where losing meant elimination.
This is a team that people doubted multiple times, you know. People thought they were done and out, but you know what? We kept fighting through that.
In a city ready to celebrate at the drop of a hat, or in this case, a baseball cap, fans were decked out in orange and black, a twofer marking Halloween and the Giants' colors. There were orange and black wigs, face paint, beads, hair, you name it. And a favorite Halloween costume? Witches, with orange and black brooms, representing the Giants' four-game sweep of the Detroit Tigers. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.